The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Today is the 4th of July, which is big celebrations all the way across the United States of America and a day off for everybody else. Essentially Patrick's Day, only with more F-16s. I'm joined now by Sinead Conlon, who is a Mayo woman living in New York City, and Patty Shields, chairperson of Democrats Abroad in Ireland. Guys, thank you for joining us and happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you.
Sinead, let me start with you, but given that you're the expert, you're over in New York. You are therefore familiar with Patrick's Day parades and the like. Give us a sense of scale in NYC for the 4th of July compared to what you would have been used to in Mayo.
Oh, God, it's like Paddy's Day on steroids over here. It's a big day, very big. Fireworks, a lot of celebrating, a lot of barbecues, beach parties. It's a great day out.
Now, you know the way with Patrick's Day, it is to some degree a tourist thing. We have to be nice to the tourists because we know there's money in it for us and there's a parade that they can go to. 4th of July is much more domestic, isn't it?
Yes. It's American. It's their big day. It's America's birthday, so they all out.
So what do you do as a male woman?
We join in.
Oh, do you? You don't sit there waving a tricolour and saying, up Mayo?
No. We've jumped on the bandwagon with this one, as Irish people tend to do. Any excuse for a party.
Give us a sense of the plan for the day then. What are you up to?
I'm actually in the Hamptons at the moment, but we are going to have a big barbecue and watch the fireworks later on tonight and plenty of cocktails in between.
Where are the fireworks? Where are they being launched from?
The main ones are on the west side of Manhattan.
And will you be able to get a view from the Hamptons? You'll be looking west from the Hamptons.
We will get the tail end of it, but there'll be a display out here as well.
Magnificent. Well, I'm sure at this point Paddy Shields is feeling great regret at not being there. Paddy, do you miss 4th of July when you're not in the States?
I do. And I'm so jealous because I'd say the New York fireworks on the skyline are probably the best 4th of July fireworks out there. So I do get a bit jealous. I can't say that I'm launching fireworks here, but I do have the flag out and, I have a flag t-shirt on today and I'm looking for Americans and going to have some pints with some at our local tonight just to raise a glass to America's birthday.
Now, am I right in saying that at most 4th of July parades, particularly neighborhood ones, they fling sweets at kids?
They do. And my daughter, I think when we lived in Ohio, got her, it ended up being the bag of candy was bigger than what she got on Halloween. So she felt very, very accomplished. But yeah, there's sweets. It's usually a very hot day. The parades are usually in the morning before it gets too hot. But yeah, the sweets are always very welcome. And, you know, as long as you're not a parent, afraid of having your children running around on a sugar high all day, it just adds to the atmosphere.
Now, you're chair of Democrats Abroad. What happens in relation to politics? Because this has been, the last number of years has been some of the most politically fraught in American history. And politics has now taken the place of football. Everybody talks politics all the time. Do they park it for the 4th?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to say, you know, it is the one day where we all kind of come together. You know, America is a great melting pot. So I think we try to keep as many politics out of it as we can and just enjoy the barbecues, enjoy the fireworks. And, you kind of steer clear. People usually wear their affiliations on their heads or on their T-shirts and you just kind of nod at them and say happy 4th, you know.
Sinead, are there any bits of the 4th of July parade that you have seen that are significantly different? I'm thinking about things like any of the 4th parades that I would have been to. There's far more of things like emergency services than you would expect. All the fire guys come out, all of the cops come out. Anything along those lines that have surprised you in the 4th of July?
Not really, no. It's similar to the St. Patrick's Day situation in that sense.
And in terms of location, have you ever planned a day around the 4th? Have you ever gone, okay, look, we're going to take 3rd off. We'll head to Nevada. I hear they have a great one. You know the way in Ireland you can go to the Dublin Parade. Where is the defining zenith of 4th of July events?
Well, we're in it. New York is probably the best. So I've actually never gone away for it. It's such a good time here. we've no reason to leave. It's too much fun here.
Well, enjoy it. I hope you have a great time. That is Sinead Conlon, who is a mayor originally and living in NYC. Now, Paddy, if you are a Democrat abroad, have you not taken it upon yourself to get a good 4th of July parade going in Ireland? Because there was a shot, the Orange Men tried it a while ago and it almost happened in Dublin. If they can do it, surely you can.
You know, I live in a beautiful little village in Delgany, and they indulged me in the in 2015 when July 4th fell on a Saturday. And we closed the main road, and we had a couple of hay bales and loud marching bands, you know, music on the radio, and enjoyed the day. It's kind of hard to do it during a weekday, so Lord knows when it's on a weekend again, I might try to stir something up, and it might make it a bigger deal next time.
There has to be enough American stuff knocking around. I mean, I got passed, much to my surprise, by a Ford F-150 on the road the other day and thought, you don't see many of them over here. If you got everybody who owns an American pickup truck or an American car, and if you got all of the Democrats aboard, you'd have to be able to do at least a decent village parade, wouldn't you?
For sure. You know, but you want to do it. You never want to do one and not, you know, go to the, you know, full ends to do it. So, you know, we need the fireworks. We need a marching band, maybe, or at least some good music, country music going. And, you know, we'd need to organize a parade. I think the parade would be the hardest thing to find unless, you know, we can find some fire trucks and, you know, Garda cars that will, you know, would indulge us. But it's a great day. And you know, I usually enjoy watching the highlights of the fireworks, either in New York or usually Washington, D.C. has some pretty ones in front of the big monuments there that are always good to see. So makes me a little homesick, but you know what? I enjoy being here and celebrating it with Americans and Irish on this side who indulge us, you know?
Well, happy 4th. And before I let you go, I'm sorry to do it, but I have to get you to put the official hat on briefly, because there is so much speculation about your candidate and whether or not your candidate will remain your candidate. What's your view? Are we looking at Kamala Harris?
So rather than speculating on candidates at this point, the most important thing we can do is just make sure every American abroad has their ballot and they're ready to vote for the candidate that's going to stand for democracy. So if I can put in a plug, go to www.votefromabroad.org, request your ballot and register to vote for November, because it'll be here before we know it.
And without wishing to harp on a very difficult question, get ready to vote for who in November?
So the candidate that will stand for democracy. So right now that is Joe Biden. And that is there is going to be a distinct choice in November. And right now the candidate is Joe. So but we don't cast our ballots today, and we can't wake up the first week of November. And as a citizen abroad, you've got to get kind of all that paperwork in order. So that's why we're encouraging people to register early and get their ballots in their hand. And then we'll be ready to move forward when the election is called.
Paddy, thanks very much. That's Paddy Shields, who is chairperson of Democrats Abroad.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.